cheers on Wall Street despite the biggest points decline in American trading history. Wall Street plummeted 4.6%, adding to the 2.5% fall in the previous session. But shares surged more than 25% last year, so analysts say a correction was inevitable. Joe Kinahan is chief strategist with U.S. brokerage firm TD Ameritrade.
Well, I think a lot of it's driven by the fear of interest rates. We had a great jobs report on Friday, and so with it, we also saw higher wage growth. So what does that mean? It means, you know, the best year-over-year wage growth actually in 7 years. So what does that mean? It means higher pressure on the Fed that they may have to raise rates.
More jobs and higher wages point to a stronger economy, and one that doesn't need the help the Federal Reserve gave after the global financial crisis of 2008. On Wall Street outside the New York Stock Exchange, a sense of calm prevailed.
It was due to have a pullback, maybe not so strong, but the market has gone up very substantially. So we were looking at something of this sort, and I don't think we have to worry.
Rates are higher. People are taking profits after a historic climb. It's very quiet in there, very orderly, no panic. So I honestly don't think there's much to panic about.
According to Francesco Distradis, an investment advisor from Ord Minnett, profit-taking is happening around the world.
And I think you'll find the main drivers of this have been large hedge funds, large managed funds that are adjusting their asset allocation. When they expect interest rates to rise, then they'll move more of their assets out of equities into bonds. So I think what we're seeing here is just more of an asset reallocation rather than a massive change in the market.
But any short-term fluctuations will affect retirees and superannuants. But Mr. Distradis puts the losses in context.
But you've got to remember those super funds have grown over the last 18 months, 2 years as well. So the fall is taking back some of what the market has given them in the first place. Look, there's always concern when you see markets fall, but most super funds should be balanced across all asset classes. So the fall shouldn't fully impact upon their superannuation fund.
The slump on global share markets has given Australia's Reserve Bank Board another thing to think about as it met for the first time this year. It kept interest rates at a record low of 1.5%. Interest rates have now remained unchanged for an 18th consecutive month. Economist Craig James from CommSec says he thinks the Reserve Bank expects it to remain that way.
Well, the simple reason that the Reserve Bank leaves interest rates unchanged at the moment is inflation is still below the Reserve Bank's target band. The expectation is the economy will continue to improve, job market will pick up, that'll lift wages and prices and therefore lead to higher interest rates down the track, but we're not there yet.
He says the Reserve Bank is watching from the sidelines.
I think it would be more worried if the US share markets would continue to rise and not move without a correction. So the correction is the correction that we had to have. But clearly, from the Reserve Bank's point of view, it wants an orderly correction rather than something, which spills over into the normal economy.